Hello there everybody, welcome to my channel, it's JD here, and welcome to this brand new episode of the Blah 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 Talk Show. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about a very, very severe issue that's been going on right now. It's the Ebola virus and the Ebola epidemic happening in Africa. Ebola hemorrhagic fever, it's a really complex medical term, so we'll just call it Ebola. Ebola HF is a severe and sometimes or most of the times fatal disease in humans and primates. The precise origin of which remains unknown. Most researchers believe the disease is zoonotic, meaning animal-borne. So it is named after the Ebola River in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where the disease was first recognized. The disease has been confirmed in Gabon, Sudan, Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone, the Ivory Coast, and Uganda since its discovery in 1976. So, before, Ebola is pretty restricted within Africa, especially within the Democratic Republic of Congo. The death toll of Ebola has been growing and growing and growing, and I believe that the current death toll is more than 8,000 people. If you think about this, it's a pretty severe death toll. 8,000 people within Africa are dying from this horrible disease, and people really suffer from this. It's a very deadly disease, and people have yet to find a cure for it. People have yet to find a precise origin for this disease. So it's pretty mysterious, and we've encountered this disease for many years now. We discovered it in 1976, and ever since then, scientists and doctors have been trying to figure out a good way to, you know, cure this disease and help patients with this disease, especially within Africa. It's an epidemic that people are suffering really badly from. And just recently, the first case of Ebola within the United States was spotted. So I feel like this is something that's worth talking about. First of all, let's see what the disease is about, and we need to understand how the disease is spread. So Ebola can be spread in a number of ways, though primarily via direct contact with patients, specifically the blood and secretions of an infected patient. So basically just bodily fluid of a patient, as in blood and, like, you know, saliva and stuff like that, just bodily fluid. Contact with objects such as clothing, bedding, and needles have also been linked to the spread of the disease. So people aren't really sure with how, you know, this disease spreads. All right, so let's look at this disease closely. And now we know that it spreads through bodily fluids, which is not as terrible as, like, common flu and a common cold, which spreads through, you know, just it spreads through air. This spreads through direct contact with bodily fluid. Because the symptoms of Ebola are nonspecific and take a while to become severe, the spread of the disease to friends, family, and throughout hospitals is extremely common. In Africa, a lot of the disease are spread within families, and sadly, many little kids also are victims to this horrible disease. In a healthcare setting, the reuse of unsterilized needles and the lack of proper hospital clothing has contributed to the spread of this disease near the source. So that's what's happening in Africa. Africa is generally known as, you know, a place where there's lots of poverty, and the medical condition in certain regions are extremely horrific. So because of this horrible healthcare and medical condition, many of these diseases that could have been prevented weren't prevented. For now, this disease has only been confirmed in Central and West Africa, and now one case in the U.S., and spread primarily around healthcare facilities where patients are being treated. For the most up-to-date travel warnings and information about potential outbreaks, you can go to, you know, Centers for Disease Control, which is a website that, you know, tells people some of the, you know, current disease and warns you about, you know, the places that these diseases are developing and how you shouldn't travel to these places. So in general, you should avoid areas in which the disease has been reported and suspected. If you are already there, which presumably you are not because, you know, it's not very common to be in Africa, try to avoid, you know, healthcare facilities unless you self-suspect you may be infected. Personally, I know that in America, many people, they work with, things like charity foundations, and they go to Africa to help the poor, to help develop Africa, to help people out of their horrible medical condition, and basically just, you know, help develop Africa. But all of these amazing people who cherish charity and who go to Africa through charity, they are at high risk of getting infected with the Ebola virus. So this is something that the American government and the entire Western society is very concerned about. These people, these charity workers in Africa, how's their fate going to be? And should they or should they not return to their countries? As I know, the one case of Ebola found in the United States, this patient actually came back from South or West Africa. I am not sure where, but he came back from Africa. And he wasn't, you know, seeing any symptom of the disease until recently. So yeah, it's a very severe disease. In Africa, one of the main ways that this has been spread, as I've said before, this disease is animal-borne, which means it's carried with animals, it's carried by animals. So people in there should really avoid eating wild-caught bushmeat. Researchers have their suspicions that the disease came to humans via animals, probably through the consumption of the meat of primates. If you're, people in this area can stop purchasing, eating, or handling these wild games, they would, you know, more likely to stay on the safer side. Now let's look at some of the symptoms of the Ebola virus. Some of the common symptoms of the disease include fever, headache, joint and muscle aches, weakness, diarrhea, vomiting, stomach pain, and lack of appetite. So it's a very, very unique disease. It causes all this discomfort, but it doesn't have a specific area. Like, it doesn't just cause diarrhea. It doesn't just cause, you know, lack of appetite. It doesn't just cause fever. It breaks down your entire body. Those are the more common symptoms. Some less common symptoms, but also likely occurred symptoms are rashes, redness in the eyes, hiccups, cough, sore throat, chest pain, difficulty breathing or swallowing, bleeding inside and outside of the body. So these are some severe symptoms. This is basically about Ebola. In this kind of epidemic, I mean, it's not a worldwide epidemic. It's basically just spreading in Africa. But since there's one case in the US, which means that, you know, there's a possibility that this horrible virus will probably spread. It's just a presumption. It's a possibility. But you can't just say that 100% this won't spread because we all have good protections now. There is a possibility, and the chance is pretty high, that this epidemic can have a spread throughout the world. Let's hope that it's not going to be a super bad one. But what we can do is just to keep ourselves healthy and, you know, notice any changes with your body. Notice that are you, you know, feeling discomfort, and go to the hospital immediately and see the doctors. Also, avoid contacting with any of the people who you think might carry Ebola. I mean, when I'm saying this, I'm thinking that, you know, it's very less likely for you guys, you know, my fans, my subscribers, you guys to get caught or get infected with this disease, but it's something that's worth, you know, noticing. So this is Ebola, this very severe disease that's being causing lots and lots of fear in Africa right now. Let's hope that people, scientists can soon find a cure for this. And let's hope that in the future, less epidemics and less severe virus like this would happen and would take away so many innocent lives. All right, so this is for today. A casual little talk about Ebola. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!